Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, all right. So the voter guide is up on the Facebook page. There's a link to it. It's here at 971talk.com as well. It's going to be revised one more time because of operator error on my part. So what I did here was I merged two documents. I had the voter guide from August with most of the names on it, right? So I went in and I revised that, and then I tacked on another page to the bottom of it. And what got left out of those two pages when they merged was the United States Senate race, which, of course, I don't think it's a surprise that Josh Hawley is my choice there, but it's not in the existing guide. So the updated version of that will be posted today. I don't think anybody would have been too distracted by that, but it does have information on all of those amendments. There are five of them plus a proposition that are going to be on everybody's ballot in the state of Missouri. You need to understand them. I've explained them in this voter guide, and then you can vote however you choose to, but hopefully I will have some influence on that.
I thought you were voting for Lucas Kuhn, so this is big.
Yeah, that's said no one ever.
Did you see Riley Gaines, by the way, is doing political ads for Josh Hawley?
I did not.
Yep.
But I like it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to have the senator back on here again soon. In the meantime, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Moving a little slow, but I'm okay. How about you?
It's a Monday morning, right?
And it's really dreary out here in New Jersey.
Well, you know, that storm kind of cut to the left from North Carolina. You probably got some rain out of it, but not any direct impact, right?
No direct impact, but rain, wind, and then the rip currents along the shore were pretty intense. So I couldn't get in the ocean once this weekend. Can you imagine?
I can, but you said you took your puppy over there because of recovering from leg surgery. Is that right? The dog is?
She had a torn ACL and a torn meniscus. So surgery was done back in May. We're finally out, out of the problem time span where she's in the clear. So one of her favorite things is to play fetch with tennis balls on the beach. So we were able to do that this weekend for the first time in months. So
what we will do for our pets.
Huh? I was just going to say, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to know how much that surgery costs, because I know people will say, well, get pet insurance. But how many people really have pet insurance? You do?
I do. They
really
offer it through our company.
Oh,
It's part of the group benefits.
So is it actually worth it then?
It was for
us. Like a surgery that Nicole had to get for her dog.
Our golden retriever,
our
old golden retriever, our previous golden retriever, tore her left ACL, and then she tore her right ACL. They told us when you fix the left one, it's going to feel so good, she's going to tear the right one, and she did.
You hear that, Nicole?
So it was probably $5,500 between those two surgeries, I would guess.
And the whole thing
cost me about $800 out of pocket.
Okay, well,
so the insurance can pay off if you have a dog or a breed that's likely to have that problem. Just saying.
All right, I'll look into it. I appreciate
the more you know. I'm just saying. That's right. So, what else is going on out there?
So futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 137, the NASDAQ down 70, and the S&P 500 lost 7. Frozen pizzas by local restaurant Katie's Pizza and Pasta will be available for purchase in Walmart locations next year. According to the press release, Katie's is the only restaurant of its size that makes pizzas and pastas by hand for retail. The products will be in Walmart stores starting mid to late 2025. St. Louis leaders have okayed later operating hours for marijuana dispensaries in the city, changing the mandatory closing time to 10 p.m. versus the current 8 p.m. requirement. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge said the measure would allow the city outlets to compete better with dispensaries in St. Louis County, which are allowed to stay open until 9 p.m. He also said he expects that the change will help the city get more tax revenue from marijuana sales. The union representing Boeing factory workers who are currently on strike in the Pacific Northwest said that contract talks broke off with the company after their latest bargaining session. No further negotiation dates were scheduled after Friday's session led by federal mediators. The union added that it remained open to talks with the company, either directly or through a mediator. Levi Jeans has announced a new global campaign featuring Beyoncé. It starts with a laundrette ad featuring the Grammy winner and her single Levi's jeans, where she strips down to her underwear in front of onlookers and tosses her Levi's 501 jeans into a washing machine. The campaign will also include exclusive products, social media ads, TV and print ads, and more. Francis Ford Coppola's decades-in-the-making self-financed epic Megalopolis flopped with moviegoers, while the acclaimed DreamWorks animated family film The Wild Robot soared to number one at this weekend's box office. The Wild Robot raked in $35 million. Meanwhile, Megalopolis made only $4 million. And finally, a young boy is going viral for being super nervous to get his first haircut. So what did the parents do? They brought his Pawtector, the family dog, to the appointment. The pupster even sat in one of the stylish chairs and wore a cutting cape during the child's appointment. And yes, the haircut was able to be completed smoothly.
A paw protector. Explain that.
I was trying to do a play on words.
Oh.
Pawtector.
Oh, I see. I see.
Come on, Mark.
To protect.
It's not funny if I have to explain it.
The dog. I'm sorry.
If you have to explain the joke, kind of ruins it.
But I wish we could do this for everything.
I have to do that all the time. What's that? The ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, no. Like if you're, I'm just not. Like bringing dogs everywhere. Like if you're having a bad day at work, I'll bring my pup in, put headphones on her, and maybe that'll lift my mood a little
bit. So I have a question about that, because we happen to have the headquarters for Purina over here in St. Louis, right? And I used to know somebody who worked over there, and it used to be, I'll assume that it still is, they're a pet-friendly company. You can get permission to bring your animal to work with you every day. And I'm thinking that that's fine, except that some people are blind to how bad their animals are, right? They're yappy or they're snippy or whatever the case may be. I wonder how awkward that is if you're the boss in that office and you got five people bringing their dogs every day and one of the dogs is a real pain in the patootie. You have to deal with that, right?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know if I would go through my boss. I'd be direct with the person, just
yeah,
being a
maybe.
Fellow dog owner. Yeah, because listen, my dog is a barker. I would have asked to bring her into the studio long before starting, but I mean, if she's going to bark every time I go in studio, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's my job as her owner to know that I'm putting her in a situation where she's going to fail.
Thank you.
Or she might go to the bathroom on the nice carpet. So, I mean, people...
No, she is potty trained.
Well, but think about the dogs that are not potty trained.
Well, yeah, that'd be a disaster. Like I think, like Nicole said, you'd have to, your dog. You know if they're going to do well in that environment, and if they're not, you should just avoid that.
Yeah, but people are in denial about that is the problem.
I know. That's very true.
Some people. I'm not saying you, Nicole. It sounds like you obviously know your dog very well, which is great.
Thank you. I stayed quiet on that one.
No, I was definitely not talking about you.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Nicole, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much,
guys.
All right.
Yep, you bet. Yeah, I completely missed her point there on the paw protector.
I wonder what Sue Thomas would think about this, because I know she's got two dogs, right?
Yeah,
the bulldogs?
The bulldogs, yeah.
I'm sure she would love to bring them in, and I'm guessing they would just sleep. You might hear the snoring in the... Yeah, I was going to say, if anything,
snorting.
You would hear the snorting.
The sawing and the snorting, for sure.
Bulldogs, they are snorers.
Yeah, they are snorers, but it's charming.
I think, Sue, if you're the owner, I think it's
talking
charming.
About in denial, no, it's not. In denial we don't even, would be right.
I wasn't talking right. about, I actually wasn't, I was denials. Not talking about Sue either, actually, for the denial part. I feel like Sue would know her dogs very well.
She knows which one to bring in.
I was going
to
say, of all people, it would not be Sue who I would think would be in denial.
Well, I really think that peer pressure would end that problem. You'd yeah. be like, you've got a barker, knock it off. You yeah. can't do that.
Just stop. Please mm-hmm. stop. All right, Sue, cool.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.